And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That actually wasn't the scripture I was going to teach from, but it's a good word. There's just something I want us to see, and there's a lot of things that Shelby was telling me about a dear friend of all of ours, Carmen Falcioni, who, unless God does a miracle, she said, just a breath away from heaven and dealing with cancer. The odd thing about the power of God is that if Christ-likeness is really the standard bearer, and according to Romans chapter 8, if that's really our calling, that's really our destiny, that's our predestiny, is to be conformed to the image of Christ. And if that's true, then we should expect Christ-likeness. And Christ-likeness not just being a character issue, but also the same kind of manifestation of power that he walked in and that he ministered in. And there were a lot of people that we know that in Israel and Palestine who didn't get healed when Jesus was alive, but we don't have a story of anybody that Jesus prayed for who didn't get healed. Everybody he prayed for got healed. And so when we create theologies about healing and who's healed, who's not healed, I think it's so important that we start there because that's biblical. We have this objective standard. We don't just get to make it up based on preference. Of course, our preference would be that everybody gets healed, right? But biblically, we see that everybody Jesus prayed for was healed. And we can't use the excuse, yeah, but he was the Messiah. He said to his disciples, the works that I do, he said, you're going to do even greater. He said that. He started this. And so in between that truth, that plumb line, that standard, and what we experience, what's important is that we don't give up. We keep contending. We keep fighting for. And yet, as Westerners, what we get in trouble is we can't put our head around. It doesn't make sense to us. And we wrestle with issues like, if God is good, then why does this happen? Somebody like Carmen, I know back in the 70s when the charismatic movement was still kind of immature in America, so many people were put under guilt because if you didn't get healed, it was either because you were in sin or you didn't have enough faith. That's cruel. That's just awful. Now, can a person deal with physical issues because of sin in their life? Sure, that can certainly be true. Sickness and disease and things like that are part of the fall. That's the truth. And one day we're all going to be healed and our body is going to be perfect because we're going to get a new body. And so, thank God, the healing's guaranteed. Carmen's going to be healed. He's a breath away from healing. But God is good, and his goodness is never on trial, period. He causes all things to work together for good, even the things he doesn't cause. And so his goodness prevails in everything. I do think there is a body of Christ issue. I don't think the body of Christ is where it needs to be. And these are maybe issues you're not even thinking about. But when Shelby told me that, just I'm processing a friend who I'm not going to see again on this side. God's goodness isn't an issue. And we don't need to create kind of weird theologies to try to explain about God being good and all this kind of stuff. He's just good. And he's really big. And the church isn't where it needs to be yet. It's really that simple. That's it. You could write a book. That's the book. One chapter, God's really big. Second chapter, God's really good. Third chapter, church really isn't there yet. Fourth chapter, God's goodness still prevails. It's no more complicated than that. But I do know this, in that story that was read, the gospel lesson that was read, is that a bunch of people pressed in. But this one woman was so intentional that she pressed through and touched him. And there's a place, corporately, and I mean corporately, particularly in the West, because we have so many backup plans, you know. like in Africa, they can't get to a specialist. They can't buy quinoa. They can't do the health diet thing. They just want food to eat. So they're like dependent on God, period. And we see so many signs and wonders because of the level of desperation and childlikeness. We're going to get there. I believe that with all my heart. We may not be as poor, but we'll be poor in spirit. That's that. Have the attitude of the poor who are rich in faith. But I do think when I hear stories like this or I see things happening that I don't understand, I mean, Livia's not healed yet. You know, there are issues that I deal with that I've had healed, getting healed. Some things aren't healed yet. We contend and we fight. But I do believe that we can't be irresponsible. And we can't leave the next generation to push through to the place we're supposed to push through to. If they're supposed to take it farther before they actually push through, not just press in, but let's at least carry this thing as far as we can so when they pick it up, they don't have as far to travel. You know what I'm saying? And in the process, we'll see more and more things happen, but it comes back to that word about being intentional. Not lowering the standard, being intentional. And at least we know there's a story in Scripture of this one woman who was 18 years, is that 12 years? 18. Who had been to many physicians and they couldn't stop her issue. But she went farther than pressing in. Christians all over pressing in. But she was so intentional, she pressed through. And Jesus could feel the power coming out from him. And then he said, what did he say? Your faith has made you well. So I don't think people don't get healed because of lack of faith. Bible doesn't say that anywhere. What the Bible does say is that we come to a place of faith where we do see things more happen. You understand the difference? He doesn't ever rebuke for not having enough faith. He does his disciples when they're in the boat and stuff, but never about healing. Because he was always trying to get his disciples to be the example, to be the ones who carry it to the next place, and they did. So he was trying to get them to walk in more faith as leaders in the body of Christ, you know, as pillars, as foundation. But he doesn't rebuke people. His issue isn't running around feeling guilty and self-conscious because we didn't have enough faith. It's press in to be pressed through to a place of childlike faith. And so we can see a greater release of the power of God. So when we hear things, when you see things happen that you don't understand, you pray for somebody and they don't get healed, God doesn't want you to despair and give up and then create a theology that gives an excuse to not do that anymore so you don't want to be disappointed. It's like, okay, we're pressing in more. We're just going to go after it more. And I can assure you the person who didn't get healed in heaven who's praying for us is praying that we press through. Because you see, they're free from the works of the devil and they want to see his butt kicked every time. And for us not to give up. Amen? That's resurrection. And Jesus said he was resurrection. He carries resurrection, Lord, in every situation. So, Lord, I just pray even now for Carmen. Even at this moment, Lord, every medical record says it's too late. Lord, that's just like the crucifixion. Disciples were in the upper room in despair because it was too late. You were dead. And yet, behind that tomb, a stone rolled away that couldn't be rolled away by any person. Lord, you sent an earthquake. You did something mankind couldn't do. There was no explanation for. So I pray even for Carmen, even in this last moment, for his healing. That you would just touch him and heal him completely. Raise him up from this place, just like you did Lazarus. But Lord, if for some reason his times are in your hands, and if for some reason he's not healed, Lord, we're going to honor him and people like him, and we're going to keep pressing through until Jesus can say, your faith has made you whole. That we've grown to a place of childlikeness, or grown down to a place to childlikeness. Lord, we bless you in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.